Well, hey guys, welcome to another weekday podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us again on the podcast. We're thrilled that you're here. Here at Sugar Hill Church on the weekends, we've been teaching through this three-part series called Your Story Matters. Your story matters, that every single person, every single day, is writing part of their story. And maybe it doesn't feel important now, but one day when you zoom out and you look at the whole of your life, the things we do today are impacting the sentences and the chapters that are being written. And ultimately, somebody, when we pass away, they're going to tell our story. And so every single day matters. Every single day matters. And so in week one, we looked at the story of Joseph. And honestly, we had sort of this diagram, this timeline, and it looked nice and neat. Well, with week two, what we did is we came back and we said, honestly, the part that gets most of us off track is this middle part called the messy middle. In fact, I posted the graphic on my Facebook page on Monday, and so you can check it out. But the middle of all of this is really, really messy. And so to talk about this, we looked at a guy named Gideon, because in the book of Judges, which records the history of the nation of Israel, they felt the messy middle. The way that you'd know that you're in the messy middle is when you get to that point where you wonder, man, does today even matter? Where you begin to wonder, does my life even matter? Where it seems like nothing seems to be working and it seems like God is distant or maybe he's forgotten you. Those are some of the characteristics of the messy middle. Well, what I want to do for the couple of minutes that we have on today's podcast is give you an overview of this teaching, sort of a recap. If you missed it, you can swing by my blog to watch the replay, yourbetterstory.com, yourbetterstory.com. So today, I just want to give you the oversight, and then for part of the rest of this week, we're going to dig into some details that I think will be really helpful. But in Judges chapter 6, we meet Gideon, and we meet him in a situation that just is not good. The nation of Israel has sinned against God, and so God, because he loves them, allows them to be disciplined. God, because he cares about them, he doesn't turn a blind eye to their mistakes, and so he allows them to be overtaken by their enemy, the Midianites. And so we talked about, what do you do in the messy middle? How do you take that balled up mess in the middle of our story and begin to step back, remove from the emotions, and begin to straighten it out? Well, there's three sort of handles around that. And handle number one is we have to start by examining the problem. We got to examine what got us into the current state that isn't healthy. What is it that got us into that place? And for the nation of Israel, it was something they did. They had made willful, bad decisions. It was deserved. It was devastating, but it created within them a desire to say, God, could you do something again? And some of us were in that stage where maybe we deserved it. We made a bad decision and it's devastating. We don't know how it's going to work out, but maybe, just maybe, it's positioning us with this desire to say, God, could you do something in me again? So that's handle number one. Examine it. Look at it in its parts. Handle number two is to enter the process. For us to get out of bad decisions or to get out of a messy middle, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a quick fix. It's not one big prayer. It is a daily grind. It's a daily process. And so this is where we meet Gideon in the story. Gideon is down on his hands and his knees, panicking. He's down low in this wine press, just scared to death the enemy's going to get him and take all of his food. And in the middle of that, the angel of the Lord shows up and says, "Oh, valiant warrior." Now, Gideon doesn't look like a valiant warrior at this moment. He looks like he's scared to death. But this angel says, "Oh, valiant warrior." What's amazing is God doesn't see Gideon as he is currently, a whiner, chickening out, scaredy cat. But the angel of the Lord, God speaks to him and calls him as he's going to be, valiant warrior, deliverer of my people, leader. And so that's part of the process. The process starts with this moment of clarity. It leads to this challenge, and the challenge is, do I believe that God's with me? And then based on that challenge, we have to make choices. It's a process. It happens over time. It's incremental. It's not automatic. We have to step into that process intentionally. But then finally, number three, handle number three. Not only examine the problem, enter the process, but then once that happens, we get to experience the products of it. What ends up happening for Gideon is he gets a brand new faith. He gets a whole new focus. and he gets this fortitude where he's able to withstand the tough time. Because I'm telling you, just like Gideon, if we believe that God is with us, it will change us. Think about it this way. If I believe God is with me, I will live differently. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. So later this week, what we're going to do is we're going to pick up this idea and we're really going to drill down on this idea of the process and also on the products that come from it. And so I hope it'll be super helpful to you. So please come back later this week and be part of it. And also, you can jump on the Sugar Hill Church app and you'll see a button called the Daily Aha. And they're just 5 or so minute a day devotions that are designed to connect with this podcast and also be a tangible way to deepen your faith. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.